This is Daim Shabazz. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Millionaire Chess Open. It's Friday, October 9th, and we are actually just finishing up the third round, and there are actually some games that are still going on in there in the last moments. I have with me International Master, FIDE Master Harold Wanyama from Uganda. He won the Millionaire Chess Qualifier in Kenya, and he received an all-expense-paid trip to come here. How has your experience been so far?
It has been very interesting. I had never been to the United States, so it has been an intriguing competition, first of all. And Las Vegas is a very, very active city, so it has been there's been so much to see. Unfortunately, I haven't had much time to move around, but overall, it has been a great experience.
So how have your games been so far? You've played three games.
Yeah.
How have those games gone for you?
Yeah, round one, I actually met a GM from Ukraine. A very complicated name. I have to check it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he played a position that was actually, he borrowed ideas from Carlsen and Nand. And as I played the over the board. So he played some very strong moves that queens were exchanged. So I thought I was okay. But he played some maneuver that left me in a very terrible position and had to find accurate moves. So he won, deservedly so. He made some few mistakes, but he was better. Yeah, and second game, I got a walkover. My opponent didn't show up. So today is the day I actually experienced, yeah, real chess.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Actually, my opponent told me he hadn't played for about 15 years. But just seeing his rating, he's a 2450 plus. So even though he's rusty, he's strong enough to win. So I was white, so I had the advantage of white, and I tried to push my advantage. But he kept on finding the right moves and liquidating the position. So he equalized around move 25, and we played until move 29, and accepted a draw. But that wasn't allowed because the arbiters told us to play till move 30, play the 30 moves. So we just played one extra move and then we ended up drawing. Yeah, I think he's from New York, Kalin Sev. Yeah, yeah, that's the guy.
So what has been your impression of the Millionaire Chess so far? I mean, you see a lot of top players here, the environment, Vegas. What has been your impression of the tournament so far?
Oh, the Millionaire Chess has been really professional. I like the package. I like how they're showing it out to the rest of the world. I like the commentary. The playing venue is very good, very competitive, because once you lose a game, you're not out of the woods.
Right.
You still have strong people. You can't. There's no time to rest, especially, I don't know about other sections, but in the Open, it's really, really competitive. And playing alongside the likes of Nakamura is exciting. We don't get these many chances back in Africa, except in the Olympiad, where even in the Olympiad, we don't. It's different from the individuals.
Right.
So to play, to have a chance maybe to meet Nakamura, Wesley So, or Kamsky or the rest is exciting. So yeah, it's an exciting tournament, and I'm excited about it. Hopefully, I do well and. Okay, I have 1.5 out of 3, so it will probably take me 2 wins to meet. Yeah, and that will be an experience. Yeah, I want to learn from the very best. Yeah.
Good. So tell us about Uganda and Uganda chess, East African chess. What is the development like in Uganda? I mean, you have a few title players now, and it seems like chess is growing and maybe improving in the region. Can you give us an idea of how it's going there?
Okay, I came to the chess scene in Uganda about 15 years back, and after about 6 years of being in the Ugandan scene, I started winning major events. So around that time, when I was improving, there was a certain level Uganda was at. But now, forward 10 years back, the level has actually increased dramatically, because that time you didn't have to study that much. You could actually come with your raw talent and do well. But at the moment, people are, maybe because of the computer boom, internet, people, they are young kids. There's an academy, SOM Academy, it's sponsored by an American NGO actually, where Fiona Mutesi came from.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Now most people know Fiona Mutesi, but she actually has so many kids around her who are actually almost as strong as her, as some are even stronger than her. Yeah, so it's an interesting academy, and even now the top players, we are meeting some of those young kids, because the young kids are well brought up. Some of us learnt the game by ourselves. We had no coaches. But these guys have coaches. They have the internet, and that's why I think the level is really very high now. Right now we have two international masters, Segwani and Emojong. So because of that status, even the lower people want to beat. The competition is actually really high. Just being an international master is not enough to come and win tournaments in Uganda. And then secondly, we had, for the first time, we had an international tournament, the Zono, this year. That was, I think, Uganda's first international, Uganda hosted an international, I would say, Zono, yeah, tournament for the first time. And then next year, Uganda wants to host the African Individuals Championships. So based on the success of this Zonos, we're actually one of our players came top, despite even the Egyptians being, because Egyptians are the best in Africa. Yeah, interestingly, they're in our zone, which isn't a bad thing. Strong players. Yeah, we get something to aspire to, beat the Egyptians. So that zone was interesting. We managed to get a Ugandan who won it, and probably because of that, we are bidding for the African Individuals, which I think is very close to be gotten.
Yeah. Well, hopefully one of these days I can get to Uganda, but I know that you all are proud of Sengwani, who went to Baku, and he held Nishgeri to a draw before finally losing a tough match. Even in the second game, he had a pretty good position before, you know, he went for, you know, sacrificing, you know, the right. But did that bring excitement to the Ugandan chess scene, his performance in Baku?
Yeah, actually, before Atta left, the newspapers were buzz about the World Cup. Yeah, the marketing was really good. So that means everyone was following what was going to happen. So when he managed to draw with Nishgiri, the people who don't understand chess maybe would understand that he drew with number 6. So that was emphasized in the Ugandan media. So everyone was excited, even the chess players. I was at the club. Everyone for the first time was watching a live game, because at the club people usually just come to have fun. But this time we were watching as events unfolded. So when even he managed to draw, there was an applause at the club. It was all exciting. Yeah, it was very exciting.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and even before he went, I trained with Arthur, and he was actually we had some training match, and I noticed he was actually very sharp and very strong. He was actually ready and also confident, because most people were you know, when you're saying you're meeting Nishgiri or you're meeting Aronian, the perception is that just go have fun, you have no chance.
Vacation.
Yeah, exactly. It's a vacation of sorts. But he refused to listen to that.
Right.
He was very confident and said he has the same pieces as I do.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So that confidence actually helped him, I think, get that draw, which was very good for us in Uganda.
So give me your impression. The Olympiad is next year, also in Baku. And there seems to be a changing in chess in terms of the balance of power.
Yeah.
You had China won the gold, India won the bronze, so now you're seeing new federations coming up. What is your impression of the development of the smaller chess federations, and what do you think will take for African nations to maybe improve to that level?
I think the major thing is sponsorship, because that is a very big drawback. Like, Arthur went and did well against Gary. We also had Elijah Imojong. These are examples. He managed to get private sponsorship and traveled around the world. He traveled to India, traveled to Egypt. But on those travels, he was actually performing very well, shocking people back home. So because people back home knew his level of strength, they didn't think he was almost at the level of, let's say, the international standards, because we don't get exposure.
Right.
So even the people back home think maybe an IM or Grandmaster are just too tough. But when these guys got a chance to go and expose their talent, people realize that, oh, we actually have talent here. The only issue is how does one improve talent? Because I know a number of talented players who have gone into other things. They have gone to work because there's basically no money in chess. And but if for China's case, I think they are fully supported. Yeah, if someone is talented, then probably they have allowances, monthly salaries, stuff like that. Yeah, in Africa that's not the case.
Right.
So if someone steps up, I know Tanzania, they're actually going in that direction. Mm. Much as they are a very young federation, they are 3 years, mm-hmm. but they are improving at an increasingly alarming rate. I don't know, they had this some sponsor who put a lot of money, I have to get the figures, for someone to become a grandmaster.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a lot. It's quite a big figure. And so that's giving, even though the Tanzanians are old, they have something to fight for, to become grandmaster. So that offer is open. If we have such a exposure to sponsorship, then I think we can bridge the gap, yeah, with the big nations. Yeah.
So in the Olympiad next year in Baku, maybe there'll be some first round surprises. African players typically will take a grandmaster, beat a grandmaster, a very strong one, and that's happening a lot more frequently than it used to. And you know, I don't know about the upcoming talent that's coming up throughout the continent, but is there anyone in Uganda that's a junior player that's rising that you'd like to tell us about?
At the moment, because there are some standouts that came out from the time I rose to the scene, because I would say those two are Emojong and Arthur. Yeah, from the time I came, those are the two that have, you know, shown promising and have actually proved it. At the moment, there are people who are actually very good, but maybe because of other factors, they haven't, they're not challenging the top dogs. Yeah, because Emojong and Arthur actually challenge the top dogs at a very young age. I don't see that now, but I see a very standard. It's like the level has risen, but there's not a standout player.
I see.
Yeah, but there's about 20 talented juniors that are really good, but probably maybe not good enough to win a major event in Uganda. But probably maybe with training or something, they'll challenge. Yeah, there's just something missing. Yeah.
So lastly, tell us about the Olympiad qualifiers. Now, you're going to choose the Olympiad team for Baku. How does that go in Uganda?
Uganda basically has a three-phase system where we have first phase where about, let's say, 30 players are chosen. Then in the second phase, we have 30 players playing among themselves and top 12 are chosen. Yeah, usually the rated players and titled players are excluded from the first phase.
Okay.
Yeah, so because I mean, it's expectant of them probably, and plus they want the tournaments to be federated. It's better if you have federated players during the three phases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so titled players are given that chance. So, and then the third phase is where we choose the top five from the 12. It's called the Super 12.
Okay.
Yeah, Super 12.
Is it a round robin?
Yeah, it's a round robin, single round robin. Emojong being the first IM, there was a clause saying that international masters, an old clause in our constitution, they said international masters or grandmasters had a free pass. So last year Emojong actually got a free pass, was the first player to get a free pass, and he skipped all those phases. So they had to choose four from there. But then they changed that this year, even before Asa became an international master, and said they're going to make it open. So we have two IMs, but they'll still have to play probably the last phase and determine the top five from that.
Okay.
So it's a grueling experience, but everyone's given a chance to showcase.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in Baku next year, and hopefully the Ugandan team will have more title players, and then also maybe next time I talk to you, you'll be also an IM.
Yeah. Hopefully, I hope to be an IM. There's I talked of African individuals. So that's a chance to get the title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a good chance.
I wish you well in your remaining games, and hopefully you have a chance to see a little bit of Las Vegas before you leave.
Yes, it goes without saying.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.